Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello and welcome to Monday morning.
Hey.
It's the best day ever. It is!
Why wouldn't it be?
I can't think of one reason, Vinny. Not one.
I mean, you probably barely slept and... You got wrecked all weekend, right?
No, I didn't get wrecked all weekend.
You didn't?
I got wrecked on... I had a couple drinks on Friday. It was actually a pretty low-key weekend.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, what were you up to? You didn't get wrecked every night?
No, I didn't. You know what?
By the kids.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. No, I did a bunch of kid stuff, but Friday night, me and the missus sat down to watch some TV. Finally, everyone saw the...
Yeah, sure.
Ruckus,
the whirlwind has
gone.
Subsided for the night.
And she clicks on Chappelle's stand-up, the latest one.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys hadn't watched that yet?
I hadn't watched it. And
I'm surprised. You usually jump right on that.
I'm a big fan of his, but I don't often put on stand-up. Right. And stand-up to me is something that you have to, first of all, what's the point if you're going to look at your laptop or your iPad too? But I often am disappointed. Like, stand-up's an art form that not everybody's good at.
Right.
In my opinion. And so I just don't often think... I'm more likely to feel like, do I wanna?
I know. You know what's funny is I actually love stand-up, but you know I've realized that I love it when I go to a comedy club. That I... At home... Mm-hmm. I find that I get
distractions.
Yeah, I either want to sit down and get sucked into a show... Or do something else entirely. Like, I just don't put on a lot of... So anyway, how did it go? Did it suck you right in?
We laughed so hard.
Good.
That my tummy hurt.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
So you'd recommend it then?
Well, no.
Oh, well.
I don't think anybody
I don't understand.
Can take it. I think that he's going for it.
Yeah.
There's very few people who can handle it.
Right. And well, the so critics would, are hating on
I
this.
I would highly... Well, and we even heard part of the reason critics hate it is because they don't want to be responsible for siding with someone who's got a controversial opinion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's controversial. He goes for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to mess up jokes, but some of the stuff he said, I was like... Oh, he goes, if you want to solve the gun problem in America, it's up to black people. And I'm like, oh no, what is he? And he goes, if every black person buys a gun, they will change that law right now.
And he's not wrong.
Fix it. Right now.
That is true.
Everybody go buy. And I was
open carry, unless you're black.
Oh my God.
He's not wrong. That's the thing. It's to talk about making you take a hard look. He's right.
And I didn't even try to do it, tell it the way he did, but he's hysterical.
Yeah.
Really spot, like,
well,
really,
he's really,
really
smart.
Good.
You know what's funny is I was thinking about, because we talked a little bit about this, I guess, last week before you'd seen it. And I thought, you know, even stuff I've seen in the past, I'm like, boy, it's a good thing he's not trying to get on SNL. You know?
Right. Well,
like that is, he's lucky because he's got his own platform and he's doing these Netflix things. They're coming pretty fast and furious. Like, mm-hmm. And also,
it's not like he's working for the money either.
No, people, right. He doesn't need that. And people love him and he'll go and do these secret shows and somehow the secret gets out and they're packed. Mm-hmm.
He did a joke. I mean, he goes after everybody, which is sort of what you'd hope for is that he's not singling any one particular group out, but he makes a joke about women over 35.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
And he goes...
Prepare to be offended.
No,
yeah.
I'm not going
to
tell
getting,
you the joke. You need
thrashed.
To watch it yourself. But he just goes... And after, you know, the laughter dies down, he's like, you clicked on my face, because that's what you click on the Netflix thing.
Uh-huh.
So you know, you hit the button.
I signed up for it.
Yeah, you asked
literally
for it. And I just, because I didn't hit play on that, I looked over at her and she's like, yeah, I did.
Well, it's true. I did.
Did you find yourself as a couple, because you guys are quite different, but did you find yourself laughing at the same
time? We
kind
both
of things?
Laughed the whole time.
That's great.
It was really, really good. Aww. And you know what's really good about, and this, again, I'm a real stand-up fan. He's the best at that art form. He circles back in ways where you'd completely forgotten and you don't see it coming. Mm-hmm. And then there he is right back at a spot he started at. And you go, that was 15 minutes ago.
He had me the whole time.
And you don't even notice that he goes off track and he goes to another place. And when he comes back, you're just like, wow, that is good.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He is in
a
unique situation
sure.
where he's a genius, first of all. Mm-hmm. He shines a real light on stuff. He doesn't have to worry what people, he doesn't have to give a flying F. Mm-hmm. And his craziness of a decade ago and or a little more than that has actually benefited him in ways that you would never, like I was like, oh, poor Dave Chappelle, you know, he jumped off just, you know, with this whole
screwed.
Right, he's screwed himself. Mm-hmm. Turns out we're booing ourselves.
He does a thing about that particular leaving that show where he goes, you know, I was doing the Chappelle show and we're not supposed to say the F word. But they let
standards
me,
and practices.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they let me say the N word nonstop. And so they called me in because this one bit had the F word. And I go in and I sit down and he's like, they're very nice. And they go, listen, Dave, you can't say that word. And he goes, but you guys let me say the N word. And she goes, but you're not gay. And he stops because she's now just called him the N word, basically. Like, you can say that because you are that or whatever. And
yeah,
it's just this weird, the way he words it. You just go, oh my God, that lady stepped in it in a way that she had no, like she just came off.
And still doesn't even know it.
Right. Still hasn't picked it up.
Uh-huh. Was it,
now she knows.
Yeah. Well, now she knows. Was that, you saw it then, right?
Yeah, like
you
four times.
It? Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. Because every time I watch it, it gets like, I see more. I understand more. The first time, yeah, it's funny. The second time, I'm like, oh, this is for like comedians, right? Like not for critics because you can't. It's hard to stand behind his jokes because they're so controversial.
Yeah, at least two or three times a week, we're in the office and Bryn and Vaughn are telling me all about Dave Chappelle, and they're thinking I probably couldn't handle watching it because I'd be offended by it. But they're breaking it down for me, and I'm laughing, but I'm like embarrassed. I'm laughing. I'm like, oh my God. Oh God. Oh God.
Well,
just
that's
like
I think
crazy.
That
he just comes up all the time in our conversations
so
for
funny.
Some weird reason.
It's important for people who are outraged to not. Just don't. Like, why would you bother? This guy's doing comedy, a brand of comedy that's for the most part not as outlawed, but he's doing it and he's doing his thing. And, you know, I've seen people write in when we talk about him. They're like, he supported Louis C.K. How could you? And, you know, and yeah, he says a minute. His does 1 minute at the most on Louis C.K., but he supports Louis. He's like, I'm friends with the guy.
Mm. Here's one, Vinny. On the other
here
side.
They come.
Here, how are jokes of suicide and death funny? He isn't clever, just horrifying. I am no prude, but that comedy was horrid.
I should watch it. I really want to see.
Okay.
I want to see what I think too. Allow myself a little outrage.
Another person loved the Chappelle stand-up specials. The thing he says needed to be said. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
You're right. We're all on the edge of outrage at all times. So.
I'm not trying to get in the middle of you and your feelings. I'm telling you, you shouldn't watch it. Don't watch
feelings.
It. You know, I don't know what to say. Don't watch it.
You just
don't.
Have to know that some things aren't for you and some things are. And.
And that's okay.
Have
that's
the
what
strength
makes us
to know
America.
The difference.
We're good. Everybody has a different sense of humor and different everything, different opinions. We're all different. It's all right.
Right.
Am I going to click on that? Nah. I'm going to sit and have Bryn and Vaughn tell me the jokes that
break
they
it
know
down
I would
for
like.
You.
Yeah, they have broken it down for me.
You know what's funny
that's
is
cool.
I do feel like I've really, since my brother moved to, you know, they're conservative and I find myself on edge when I'm watching anything. Like when we went to that cake show, I was actually really glad that my brother and his wife weren't there, because I feel, I guess that's just what people do. Like when you know someone has a totally different opinion, we don't talk about it. I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to be in any fights with anybody. And I certainly, I know how I am. I get the bit in my mouth and I, and I hate that about myself. I actually hate that. So I try not to bring it up and I even just listened to this. I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if I could watch the Chappelle thing with him? I'm like, no, it wouldn't be fun. There would be nothing funny fun about it. Like that would be a disaster.
Mm-hmm. You don't think he'd laugh?
I have no idea. I don't want to find out, because honestly, I don't want to do anything that opens up a door to a political conversation.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, well. And so I'm afraid, is that like a failing in me? Is that?
That's your family. That's your upbringing. Y'all are like that.
I know.
All y'all. Same way.
I know. I'm trying to change. I'm trying to break the chain. You
hey,
see?
You reminded me of something that. Remember some months back we were talking about when Caprile came back into town having John Clark open up for him?
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that going to happen?
No.
Oh, you should let that happen.
We all had dinner together yesterday.
How'd it go?
It went fine.
Great.
I mean, we had a delightful time.
No controversies at the table.
Zero.
You're
going
to get along great when he opens for him.
I'm not going to be a part of that negotiation. If they want to work that out, they're more than welcome to. They're both grown
John
men.
John didn't pull him aside.
No, but, you know, my brother's very, I mean, he just cares about comedy so much. Like, it's. Which is why, you know, I thought of him when you were talking about Chappelle, and I'm just like, I just don't know. I don't know if I could take Chappelle. I hope that I would be able to. You know, some of the stuff I've heard about the show so far, I've been like, okay, I think I could hang. But I just don't know if my brother could. And so I'm always a little worried when Scott, because Scott is, you know, pretty flaming liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very pleasant last night. I didn't worry too much about it.
What'd you guys eat?
John made, we did a big fish fry, so we sat there.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it's good. Sole, whatever that
is. Oh, is that stuff they caught?
No.
What?
No.
He thought he fishes
at the
every day.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, I caught it at the Whole Foods, exactly.
He fishes every day and he doesn't have fish to eat?
Well, a lot of stuff he pulls out of the bay. I have no idea what's safe to eat from the bay. And he doesn't, even that striper that he pulled out of the ocean at Stinson Beach.
David Beck dead.
They said it was still alive.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I agree.
It looked like a dead fish to me, but they insist that it swam away.
He probably
away,
caught so. It dead.
Yeah.
Right. So a merman put it on the hook for him out there, and he hauled it in. Yeah.
He insists it swam away.
He insists.
After he kicked so it five
fine.
Times, the water took
right,
it
the
back
water
in.
Took it back. It accepted it back into the ocean.
That's not swimming. That's
just,
the current.
You know, apparently it just took him so long to get the hook out of the thing's mouth that I'm like, oh, so it just sort of suffocated.
Uh-huh.
But no, according to him, it's...
Now, I have friends that fish a lot, and they always post on their Instagram.
There are people who are just so into
but
it.
They do my buddy in particular, Scotty, that I live with forever, he goes out ocean fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get on a boat, get out there, and I feel like... I mean, they take it all back in and eat it all.
That's what should happen. I agree with you. I mean, I get that he enjoys it as a pastime. Like, he loves fishing. He fishes every single day.
Mm.
If he just walks down to the, you know, we have like the, I don't know what that is. It's sort of the edge of the bay, so it's sort of like a tidal
like
creek
a pier
kind of thing. There's all kinds of little paths out there, so he finds one of those and he'll just sit and...
It's probably such a release for him.
He loves it. Yeah, he just loves it. Or he wants to go to the beach. He goes three or four times a week, and he just stands. And, you know, God, for the guy had a boat, I'd probably never see him again. I should get him a boat.
If he'd be out, that'd be it.
Like, I got to quit my job and just live on the sea. I'm the old man in the sea.
You should get him a boat.
Yeah, no, you know. So anyway.
Get him a boat he can live on.
Yeah, here you go. It's a houseboat. You fish right off your porch. It's funny.
Yeah, that was our peak. Well, no,
the
actually Saturday
show.
Night I got some, so that was the peak.
Oh.
If there's a peak.
Yeah, that
right.
better
Saturday
be your peak,
night.
Vinny.
But Friday night, Chappelle, Saturday, little college football, I took my kid to the gym.
Oh fun.
Sat in the car.
That's good. Hey. Read your book.
Yeah. On your iPad.
Yeah, get on your phone, whatever.
Yeah, phone. Anyway, so yeah, not a lot. I watched some football and chilled out.
Yeah.
Very relaxing.
We went to the beach to pick my brother up. on
speaking of fishing.
Speaking of fish, so they hiked to, you know, it's like a 6 mile hike, and it's lovely. You know, it's there's hiking is fun if you're not me. So they all hiked to the beach, and
or the person you're going to throw off,
right? That's no fun for them. It's less fun. So I drove out with the boys afterward, and we met them at this like English pub on Muir Beach, or near Muir Beach. It's called the Pelican Inn. Mm-hmm. You guys ever heard of that?
No.
Shame. Yeah. It's just this English, it's so friggin', the food's fine. It's fine. There's nothing.
Bangers and mash.
They actually have bangers and mash. Right. It's on the menu. They have liver and onion.
How could they not?
They have, what's the beef? Wellington, the one that's wrapped in the pastry. They do this humongous porterhouse steak. They do. I got the English dip roast beef sandwich. Mm-hmm. It was delicious. You know, the food's decent. But it was, it's more about the ambiance. Like the building is so old and rickety and just, it's this beautiful old ramshackle sort of weirdly low-ceilinged mansion-y Tudor style. So it's beautiful. So we're sitting in there and there's a wedding going on in the back room.
Oh.
And
someone got married at this rickety place.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm making it sound, it's just like, you know, 100-year-old timbers and all old-fashioned tools. It's really beautiful and sort of romantic looking. So there's a wedding happening just outside this door where we're sitting by. And there's this other table of this guy, his name is Don Johnson.
Is it?
Yes. It's not Don Johnson, but it's a man named Don Johnson, yeah. And it's his birthday. It's his 66th birthday. Hmm. So they're here. They've driven here from somewhere. They're all horse people. They brought their horses so they could ride them on. This is a bunch of older folks. And they just, by the end of the night, we were best friends with them. Like, it's mostly my sister-in-law. She wound up, like, stealing stuff from the wedding to bring back to Don. Like, it was just such a weird, and we'd been drinking. It's true.
No surprise there.
Well, not me. I was driving, but they...
Why do you keep getting...
Because I'm trying to slow my roll, Vin, and right. I just, you know, I'm watching what's going on here, and in the end, I did have a beer, and my son drove home, but still, I tried. So...
Try and help.
I did try. Yeah. So, they're all sitting at this table, and then they're all like, so, you guys, you should come back to our campground with us. We're camping right down the street with our horses. They're doing, like, this weird 66th birthday camping thing. I forget where they were from, but not from here. They've driven here
not
from somewhere.
Not from the Bay Area?
Not from the Bay Area. Uh-huh. They've driven in or whatever with their horse trailers and stuff.
Wow.
And I'm sort of
so
joking.
Much
I go,
work.
I go,
my
well,
goodness.
You got, I know. I know. I go, right? Well, you got any guitars or, you know, just kind of joking around because we're, in my mind, there's no question we're not going to go join these people at their weird camera.
You yeah. did, didn't you?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
We wound up not doing it.
So
but
wait,
I will
did they say they have
they go,
guitars?
Yeah, we got guitars. We got ukuleles. You guys come? We got beer. You guys coming? I'm like, I don't know. And I said, we'll talk about it. Because we're all sort of finishing dinner and going out together. And we'd had all these weird things happening with this wedding party. And I thought, God, this wedding planner, she's like a Nazi. Like, she was just, especially once she
realized
she figured
Debbie
out that Debbie stole the cupcake off the dessert table or whatever. She's just, like, eyeballing us, like,
heathens.
She slams the door. I'm like, well, ooh. So we...
You're wedding crashers.
No, we weren't,
well,
though, really.
Know,
I mean,
Debbie,
we didn't. Listen, you put a couple drinks in Debbie, you can make her do anything. I swear to God, you dare her.
Right?
You dare her and she'll do anything.
Ooh, that is so good to know.
Yeah, keep
very
that in mind.
Good to
all
know.
Right, yeah.
I'll tell her not to come to anything anymore. But in the end, we did decide not to join the... But we talked about it, you know, as we're walking. I think that if my kids hadn't been with me, we would have gone.
Really?
The kids were definitely... Well, Debbie was wholehearted, like, yeah, let's go. I want to go.
Look at her go. I didn't know that about her. So we could get her streak in the quad if she's had
yes.
a couple.
Yes.
All right.
She's that person. She's very mild-mannered normally, but you get a couple drinks in her and she is looking to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids were like, no, we're not going to the creepy old people's camp. And
this
I started,
just your two boys?
Yeah.
Oh.
They just didn't want to do it.
All right.
Of course they didn't.
I know.
It's grown-up stuff.
Well, and plus, you know, like we're all in our 50s and these people were all in their 60s. But they were fun. So I was,
for them, they're already over it before
have
we got started.
Have you met Nita's sister, Lori?
I don't think so.
She's super well-mannered and polite.
Yeah, you've said that she's quiet.
We went to Janet Jackson.
I was just going to say.
Oh, my God.
As soon as you said
Jackson?
That, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
She was so, She was running around high-fiving everybody.
So she had some drinks.
She had a lot of drinks. And it was so fun to see her like that because she's usually like, Brent, calm down. Chill out. And I'm like, come on, chill out. Relax. We had a great time. And Berg was there. We had a great time. It was insane, though.
How was the show?
Oh, she's spectacular.
Really?
She can still dance. She looks amazing. And she was singing a lot. It was really good.
And actually singing?
Actually. Well, there are some tracks I can hear that they pot up just to help her out here and there. But she can really sing, though. I mean, and Michelle knows all the dance moves, of course.
Does she? Michelle's a big dancer.
She knows all the choreography.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. So is Berg all lit, too?
She had a few, but she can handle
But not like Lori.
She can handle her liquor. But Lori was like, yeah.
On fire!
She was so funny.
It's fun. It's fun to see someone having a good time, you know, especially someone who's, you know, pretty reserved normally. That's always good.
Even better when the email comes in. I'm so sorry about
that. Oh, my God. Did you get an apology email from her?
No, of course not.
Yeah, well, that's good. Some people are so well-adjusted.
She'd be ashamed of her own.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything to report from the weekend? Anything?
I did.
Stay in your PJs? You win the weekend?
Yeah. I mean, I switched PJs, but yeah. I was just tired. I found myself so exhausted on Saturday. I just had to, because I'm still waking up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and I can't go back to sleep, so I'm watching TV. John gets up. I'm making, you know, his lunch. I'm making breakfast. I'm getting dinner started. Try to take a nap, get up, take the dog out, shower, get back in pajamas. I was just exhausted.
That sounds exhausting.
It does. It sounds like fun.
And you're at home the whole time.
I don't like it.
I don't know. My body was just needed rest.
We're getting old, you know? We got to face it. Face facts.
I mean, it is what it is,
When I sit too long in one position, I stand, I'm like, oh, my feet don't work anymore.
How does this happen?
I guess they'll come back. Shake them out a little bit. Old people problems. Yeah. All right, it's really late now.
All right.
I don't know how this happens.
Do it.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Alzamojo. We'll be right back. Let's.
It's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.